Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Earlier this month, our family parked at the library across the street and walked down to Wabash for the annual Christmas parade that begins December. A delightful time, really impressive. But of all of the decorated vehicles and floats, there was one from the Children's Museum that made our kids really marvel. A giant inflatable sun, like the big ball in the sky sun, advertising the upcoming total solar eclipse coming up on April 8th, 2024. Not exactly Christmas-oriented, but it nevertheless got our attention. After all, such an event can come and go without thinking much about it. And yes, it will be that last total solar eclipse visible from the U.S. until 2044. So good to plan. Here's a giant inflatable sun to get your attention. You might say that we are in the Advent preparation season of that coming of that total solar eclipse. But tonight, we have parading before us in our liturgy a bigger cosmic event. Before us lies the most wondrous, most mysterious, most fantastic event in all cosmic history. It happened once, and we commemorate it annually. The descent of the Creator of the universe to our lowly earth. The incarnation. The enfleshment of our God into our very flesh, into your own very flesh. So we take a quick break from our beautiful Christmas hymnody to meditate deeper on the marvel and joy of what took place. So think again to the stars, the heavens, this massive expanse of the universe, the uncountable stars, and we can think about how they just keep on going. How you get binoculars and you see even more, you get a telescope and you see even more. And scientists try to build those bigger and better telescopes to see more and more and more, launching those telescopes into space to see more and more, and the stars just keep going. And you see all those stars, you think on the ramifications, and it's just beyond belief. How our sun is just a medium-sized star, I'm told, 91.42 million miles from the Earth, yet at such a distance can still burn us. We can barely even see with the strongest of telescopes stars that are much bigger than ours. The size of the universe goes beyond our imagination. This last month, the TV show Doctor Who, they tried to test this imagination by pretending to go to the edge of the universe. And I was amazed at just how difficult it was to imagine an edge to the universe. It makes you wonder if God even made an edge, or if the universe is as infinite as time ultimately is infinite. But now I'd like to pose this question for us. Why? Why did God make the universe like this? Answer, Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. Or Psalm 8, when I looked at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man? That you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man, that you care for him. Meditate on this. Your God, your Creator, the Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, he at the beginning rolled up the stars and placed them there with his fingers. So that if the sun and the stars are this kind of big, our God is that kind of big that his fingers made them. That's pretty big. And not merely created by his fingers, but especially by his word. As we hear in Psalm 33, By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. And God isn't doing this forming of the heavens sporadically and randomly. It might seem that way to us. No, again, another Psalm 147, he determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is the Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. We dwell on this greatness, this majesty, the sheer size of our God who built the stars. And it's not just that the world that is in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands, or the sun. No, he's got the entirety of the universe. And it is this God who rolls the stars out with his fingers. It is the fullness of this God who shrinks himself down into the tight quarters of the virgin's womb. And from there, through the birth canal, then into the cattle stall, the manger, into the arms of his mother. This is simply fantastic. Incredible. Fantastic. The one who created everything is now part of his creation, a part especially of those whom he made in his image, humankind. That the one who gave names to every single star, now given a human name, Jesus, carrying a universe of meaning, the Lord saves. He will save his people from their sins. The one who holds the universe in his hands allows his diaper to be changed by his human earthly mother. And he doesn't stop there. No, this almighty God who put himself into your flesh and blood also put himself into your sin. He put himself into your death. He put himself into the punishment that you deserve. He doesn't just put himself in the manger, but in the Jordan River to be baptized. He puts himself into the hands of soldiers to be mocked, spit upon, and whipped. The one who made everything and put himself in the manger allowed himself to then be put on the cross. Why? What is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man that you care for him. He did so for you, to be yours, to be with you forever in the forgiveness of your sins. That as high and majestic and great and powerful God is, as he made the universe, that his mercy is even greater. His love and kindness exceeds that of the size of the universe. In fact, you could say that God made all of these amazing balls of fire and planets and moons and spread them out just to make this one point. That you like how big this is? Well, my love is bigger. My sacrifice is bigger. In fact, pastors, we often hear doubt over whether God could ever forgive such a sin as big and bad as this X thing that I've done. The answer there is always yes, yes. 1,000 times yes. His love and mercy and kindness is bigger than the universe. His blood covers all. His steadfast love endures forever. Tonight and into eternity. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is big, he is good, he is for you. His steadfast love endures forever, always, everywhere. In the name of our Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.